The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Welcome to the National Intel Report for this Tuesday, September the 27th. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller today, and soon we will be joined, I'm assuming, as you know, always bad to assume stuff, assuming we will hook up with Bob Chapman and get Bob's take on what can only be described as a crazy week in the metals market. Speaking of which, market is now closed in New York, and gold managed to hold on to a $24 gain, ending the day at $16.53. Silver not closing on its high of $33, but will take $32 with open hands. Platinum closing higher by $3. Palladium higher by 18. Miners were having a great day while the Dow was flirting with 200 points higher. Also managed to close in the green. XAU higher by 28 basis points. XAU closed at 192.96. Dollar was weaker for most part of the day and remained weaker at the close. U.S. dollar index closing at 77.78, and crude oil higher by $3.46 to end at 83.70. We'll take this break and hopefully be back with Bob.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Intel report, but John Stadtmiller, a little under the weather today. Robbie Noel sitting in on the first hour, and I'm not sure. My great pleasure once again to sit in the big seat and have a chat with old friend Bob Chapman. Bob!
I'm out having a Pacifico.
Yeah. It's a good view.
Oh, boy. They put us two together, they get real trouble.
Yes. Well, my friend, you've been in this business more years than I can shake a stick at. Tell me your feelings about what you witnessed in this past week. Ever seen that before?
Well, I think the closest thing that came to the last 3 to 4 weeks here is what I saw on October 19th in London when the Federal Reserve secretly borrowed gold from the IMF which was available there, and had the Bank of England illegally sell into the market and knock gold down $125. What we've seen lately is a whole new thing, and it's not physical selling of gold and silver. It's paper selling. It's the futures, options, and derivatives, and that's how they do what they're going to do. And there was a lot of bad news, and it's still out there regarding Europe and the finances in the United States, the popularity of Congress, which is, I think they have a rating of 8 now, which is abominable. And then you have the president, I think his rating is down somewhere around 30. And so they needed for a cover for a fallen market immediately because of the problems of going on in Europe. And so they decided, as usual, to knock gold and silver down. They tried it twice, and I call the bottoms both times, and they ran right back up again. Well, they did the same thing again this time, and they drove it down, what was it, $350 on the gold and $16 on silver, and it's going to turn around and go right back up again. In fact, I was a buyer yesterday.
Well, you know what what amazed me is how these rumors managed to, and the guys at Zero Hedge, I'll give them credit for it, were the first to alert people about it, was how there was leaked information about the CME hiking margins on gold and silver contracts. Now, surely there's some illegal activity taking place there, because people who reacted to the news of the impending huge increase in margins at the start of business on Monday leaked out late Friday. Or am I just being too conspiratorial here, Bob?
Well, at the beginning of last week, they went to work again on taking things down big time. They actually started on the Friday before. And everybody knew they were going to take it down. And they're not going to get out of the way. They're going to join them. So they started shorting as well. And everybody knew who was on the inside that margin requirements were going to be raised in gold, silver, and copper at the end of the week. And so they just wailed the market in unison with one another and got it down to where they could get it to. And then when the news came out, it had already been 100% discounted. So I knew, and I've seen this just in the last 6 or 7 weeks, done twice before. So you don't get fooled more than once. And the market turned. We had a very solid update today. And so we got another bottom in. Where is it going to go? I think it's going to go right back up again.
Is
it a conspiracy? Yes, it is. Who's running the whole thing? The President's Working Group in Financial Markets. And
yes, the unintended consequences of this, Bob, and it's once again the little guy gets screwed. Because over the weekend, there were a lot of people who wanted to take advantage of the pullback in silver and pick it up at around about $30 an ounce. However, all the major coin dealers in the U.S. simply shut up shop. And they were not selling any silver for love or money.
Well, a lot of them didn't have product, too, and couldn't get a hold of it. I mean, if you look at my publication, you'll see we have letters twice a week in the gold section, and I've got one going in from South Korea, another from Singapore, another from Sweden, another from Germany, just in this next issue, telling me there's nothing available. Now, it's not that these dealers throughout the world have shut up shop. they can't get physical, particularly silver. And like in Singapore, there is no silver. And what they do is jack the price way up that people can buy at so that they don't have to sell to them. And that's a big problem, particularly in silver. And so that explains in part why the dealers didn't want to get involved. And they were probably flat. And they would have had to have been going short if they filled an order. But this whole thing was rigged. And it's nothing new. It's something you got to live with. The only place for people to go is gold and silver related assets. The only way they can protect themselves. More and more people are headed worldwide in that direction. And it is going to continue. And so the shortages are going to get worse and worse. And I've talked to some other dealers who have said, there's going to come a time when we have no product and the price will still be going up and we won't be able to sell anything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the interesting links that I have on my website was a webpage called Silver Doctors actually over the weekend put up a thread and encouraged all its readers to report back on their experiences with going into local coin stores to see the availability of silver. And Bob, when I say East Coast to West Coast, I'm not exaggerating people reporting back how they went to their local dealers on Saturday morning basically to find the shelves bare, and even notable dealers like Gainesville Coins put up on their website shut down for maintenance.
Well, you've had two other large ones do the same thing, essentially. They don't have any product. And that's why there's a $9 premium right now in Silver Eagles.
Oh, it's just mind-boggling what has taken place in the last week, and I guess we can take a little bit of solace from this, if you believe the story anyway, that the carnage in large part was exacerbated when the Dow collapsed and a lot of hedge funds were inundated with redemption requests. And in order to meet those redemptions, they simply liquidated all their winners, if you will, to pay for their losers.
Well, I've heard the same fairy tale for the last several days, and that's exactly what it is.
It's
because
a
there were no long hedge funds. They were all short. And if anything, they were covering at the bottom. No, this is a paper chase. It was all done by the United States government in league with JPM and GS and Citi and so on. This is a structured affair. You know, it's like when they took the building down in 9/11. You stood there and looked at your television screen knowing that the building had been deliberately imploded. Well, the same thing has been done three times within 6 or 7 weeks to gold and silver by this same crew, and they'll try it again. But the upside is this: when they take gold and silver down or anything else very quickly, it's stupid. Now they wanted to get something accomplished, and that's why they did it quickly.
Well,
and the reason why is there's nobody to sell on the way back up, and that's why it shoots straight back up again.
We got a quick break here. Bob, think about this while we're gone. Was this instituted to help extricate J.P. Morgan from its silver short position prior to the October 4th CFTC meeting.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel, together with Bob Chapman, on this Tuesday, September the 27th. So, Bob, how do you see this CFTC announcement coming up next week when it announces limits on positions, and do you buy into any of the many stories out there that the carnage in the silver market was done in order to help J.P. Morgan extricate itself from its silver short position prior to the CFTC announcement next week?
Of course. That's in part what happened. It was accompanied by other reasons as well, the European situation, which was threatening many American firms with losses, particularly the major banks in New York. As there's a default, they'll lose about $20 billion. And so there's other things at play. But the point you're bringing out is logical, probable. Did they cover? we won't have any kind of an idea until Friday when the commitment of traitors report comes out for this week, and that would cover the COMEX futures and options. The derivative market, we can't find out because it's a great dark secret. The only one that knows is the CFTC. Will these new position limits put a limit on what Morgan's doing? Well, if history is any indication, the answer is no. Morgan runs the government, along with Goldman Sachs and some others. And that's the way it is. And Morgan's not going to take giant losses. Maybe they covered part of their short position. I don't know. The only other ones that would know would be dealers and themselves. The logical thing would be for them to cover, but the last two times it came down into the 32.5 area, which was support up to 36 recently, they didn't cover anything. So I'm sure that they got silver down to where it went briefly. I think it was $26. And maybe they did cover, but that would be part of what it was all about. And the chances are extremely good that that in part is what happened. And so their rumors, nobody really knows unless they're in the inside. You and I and most people are not on the inside, even though we're professionals. And so I think it would be a good thing if they did cover, because it would unleash the market in silver. You wouldn't have these companies like Morgan in there battering the market all the time to keep it down.
Let me just interrupt you briefly, Bob. I believe Jeffrey Bennett's online. Jeffrey, are you there?
Gentlemen, I am here for just a few minutes.
There you are.
Now, I will be back at the top of the hour to work with the second hour with Bob, unless you want to continue to go forth. I got a little taken back by one of your statements, and I don't need to know where. It's certainly not to chastise you at all. You made a comment that that is why American Eagle silver are currently selling for like over $9 above spot. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, I was told that in a previous program about an hour ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody is shagging their clients because, and Robbie and I have not had a chance to talk. I've actually been on the road all week. I happen to be in Texas right now, and so I've got portable studio, portable office with me. The only product that I have a shortage of with right now is junk silver. Yesterday, both of my suppliers, or our suppliers, literally sold out their entire inventory of junk silver. Beyond that, if people want to call Republic Trading Group and want to purchase full boxes of American Silver Eagles, I'll tell you right now, you're talking 345 over spot. If they're talking smaller quantity, they'll probably pay about $5 over spot, $4 over spot. So, I don't know if somebody out there is gouging the public getting $9. The audience better be real careful who they're buying from.
Oh, absolutely.
And say, that's
Jeffrey, you know, and obviously we speak to the same fine gentleman down there in San Diego. And I was just lucky in my timing that I managed to secure the last two junk bags that he had available. And he told me, even though he was a big buyer of silver last week, he doesn't expect to see any of that product on his shelves for at least another 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from the other supplier a little further north from there. So it's interesting. Well, listen, I'll let you guys go to phones. I'll see y'all in about a half an hour. And, Bob, looking forward to spending an hour with you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel together with Bob Chapman for the next half hour. And then Jeffrey Bennett and Bob Chapman will take you through hour number two of the National Intel Report. Now, Bob, I'm not going to hold you to this, but obviously knowing that we've got an announcement from the CFTC coming next Thursday, how would you suggest people position themselves for this?
Well, I think investors should be long. How it's going to affect the commercials and the professionals, it's going to bring a different design on how they do their business, but not many of them are categorically in a position that it would change things dramatically. There's only a handful. And they're going to get away with murder just like they always have. There's not going to be any real changes. You know, it's taken 4 years just to get where we're at. I mean, that's unbelievable. Is it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you think it'll pretty much be a non-event because...
The power that's wielded by Morgan and HSBC, GS, Citi, Deutsche Bank. I mean, these people are the people who own the Fed. They do what they want. They make the rules. They tell the Fed what to do.
Well, it seems when we look at all the statements that have come out the last few days, I think the most disturbing one being Christine Lagarde making the announcement that the IMF doesn't have enough money to bail out Greece, Portugal, Italy, and France, and the Greeks are now calling for a forgiveness of 50% of their debt. I mean, isn't this just a simple case of pretend and extend?
Well, if you remember, the Greeks made that offer to the Germans almost 2 years ago. And the Germans dismissed it, saying, you're going to be kidding. Well, we wouldn't do that. And the Greeks are stupid to make an offer like that. Not the Greek people, but the Greek government. It's an offer of last resort. It's middling the deal. They're hoping they can get something out of it so the banks in Europe don't go bankrupt. And a partial default puts the major banks in New York City on the hook because they insured the loans that European banks had made or bonds that were purchased. They gave them credit default swaps on them. And we're talking $125 billion. Never mind what's going to be lost if American lenders can't extricate themselves from their position. They've already liquidated 6% of their holdings in banks and sovereigns in Europe. That's the reason we had the crisis last week, and the U.S. Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, and the Swiss National Bank made a $500 billion swap. But what they didn't tell you was what they did under the table. And it probably was $2.5 trillion, is my guess. And so you've got all these things going on, trying to extend the problem so the euro doesn't come down. This is a big deal for them, you know. Since World War II, they've been trying to form a one-world government. And if Greece goes bankrupt, and it's run by an Illuminist, Papandreou, who's also a Marxist, as was his father, you've got a situation where the Greeks can't even pay back half. They're just gaining time. And so that's why that kind of deal was proposed. Now, if the opposition party in Greece can force a call to election, all the people who are in office that are in Papandreou's party, we'll call it, they're out of office. I mean, the people are ready to string them up. And when they go out in public, they pelt them with eggs and yogurt. And some of them have been beat up quite badly. And that's going to continue. But this thing is nowhere near the end. And the leak that you saw on CNBC was a leak to take the market back up. The information in that leak doesn't exist yet. They're still trying to put that deal together where the German Bundestag votes for more money to be given to the ECB to dole out to subsidize Greece, maybe, and others. Also
there's also this talk of the European central banks putting together a $2 trillion slush fund to not only take care of the current crisis, but have enough in reserve to take care of another hiccup that may be forthcoming. I mean, where are they getting this $2 trillion slush fund, Bob? Is this just a case of monkey see, monkey do, and if the Fed can print money. Well, guess what? We can too.
Well, someone's going to be printing it, and it's not a solution. It's another effort to kick the can down the road, but what is going to be attempted to be passed on Thursday by the Bundestag, and whether they're successful or not, remains to be seen. I've been told they probably will pass it, but we'll see. And in that bill, it allows a new group created for the purpose of raising money, selling bonds, to subsidize these six countries indefinitely. And this is exactly what the German people and many of the Dutch and Finnish and French and Austrians, they don't want that to happen. I mean, they're on the hook forever. And besides, what that legislation allows is that this group can tell what Germany do in fiscal policy, superseding the Bundesbank. I mean, the whole thing is absolute insanity, and it isn't going to work. And yet, you say they're going to print the money up.
And you've also got that problem with Sarkozy in France. I guess for the first time in political history in France, the socialists now have a commanding majority, and it looks like his tenure is going to be coming to an end relatively soon.
Well, I think you're right about that. And one of the methods of demise, although she can't win, I don't think she can win the presidency, is Marine Le Pen, and their family is a friend of mine, friends of ours. And but she's going to make a dent in this thing. I think she can pull probably 27-28% of the vote, and that could knock Sarkozy out of the box on its own, never mind the socialists. And don't forget, the socialists are in disarray as well, because the man who was going to be their candidate, Strauss-Kahn, probably won't be running. Somebody else will, who may not be as popular. And that whole thing is could end up in a real Donnybrook.
Yeah, because if you look at the route that started in the Dow last week, in large part spurred on by Mohammed Al-Aryan from PIMCO, who said that effectively what you got going on in France last week was akin to a run on the banks.
Well, that's entirely true. If you noticed 3 weeks ago, the Rothschilds had to come in and pump money into SOGEN, Société Générale. And, and if you notice, the only one of the big three that's solvent is Paribas, which is owned by the Rothschilds.
So do you think next week is going to be a pivotal week at all, Bob?
Yeah, I do, but I think Friday is going to be the thunder and lightning day. What they've done in the last few days in the stock markets in Europe and the United States is discounted a deal, whatever that deal may be, and the Bundestag okaying more money. Well, that's going to cause demonstrations and riots in Europe, particularly in Germany. It could turn very nasty. These people are bent. They're really mad about this. And the Germans have held themselves within social control for a long time. And they're sick and tired of being the one that has to supply all the money for everybody else that doesn't operate their country properly.
And what do you make of the sparse reporting coming from the mainstream media of the demonstrations that are taking place on Wall Street in New York? Now, granted, they didn't bring out the numbers on their day of rage that they were hoping for. I believe they were hoping for 20,000 people to show up, but that didn't materialize. But it was almost as if the media collectively put a kibosh on any reporting about what was going on.
And that's understandable. If you look at the signs, you'll see that the underlying moving factor were people who were very liberal, very socialist, and many of them are communists.
Oh, sure. And, I understand that.
And so I think that's probably an excuse for not giving adequate coverage. And I see that as a very important move, because they've come out and they've said the same thing that you and I are saying, even though that normally politically we would not agree with them, but a spade is a spade. And I always look at things this way, being a tactician, that your enemy's enemy is your friend, at least temporarily. And I think if they can get rid of that onus, that'll spread much more, the onus of being radically left, we'll call it. And I think that it's going to make a difference. These people are not going to go away. And having the cops beat people up in New York City is not the answer.
Well, I think that this administration must be extremely concerned of, you know, the events that we see in taking place in Greece when they announced those austerity measures replicating itself here in the U.S. And rather than, you know, 10 or 20,000 people showing up on Wall Street on a Saturday, are fearful of a couple of 100,000 people who are going to be subjected to some sort of a cut in some government grant program. I mean, it's a real possibility we could see those same events that we see in Greece and Italy and France taking place right here.
Well, I think that's a possibility. Now, there's a lot of people out there who do not believe that there's going to be any problems. They think that the Germans and others in Europe have been dumbed down and that they're not going to react at all. And maybe they're right. Maybe it's not going to be as aggressive as one might think. And so we have to wait and see. That possibility exists. But I can tell you one thing. The CDU will be out of office for a long time. And are the Germans disinterested? No, not when it comes to money. Nobody is. And so I think there's going to be repercussions. Maybe there won't be demonstrations. But the repercussions will be on the party. And the Germans will be hung with probably, well, what's 25% of $5 trillion? That's about 1.2. It's a good chunk.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to have to pay out, because they cover about 26% of the outgo that goes in subsidies to these countries.
Well, I guess it's going to be, and I seem to say this on far too a regular basis, Bob. If you thought this week was crazy, wait till next week.
Well, I agree with that. It's going to be difficult. And, you know, some of these people who write think that I lived in Germany 50 years ago. And yes, I did, actually more than that, 55 years ago. But I've been back there innumerable times, and I follow what goes on in Europe very closely. Probably there's not a lot of people in America who follow it the way I do. And I got to feel, you know, as an outsider and as a non-German, a feeling as to where they're headed. I think German people are really fed up. They've had it for being the goat, the one who has to come up with the money and have to go all through the foolishness that they've had to go through that's cost them dearly financially, like the absorption of Eastern Germany and going one for one on the currencies from each side. It should have been 20 or 30 to 1. But they put up with it.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll take a quick timeout and return and wrap up this first hour of the National Intel Report.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back, my friends, to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for a ailing John Stadtmiller and Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And Bob, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question because I received a few emails over the few weeks How is Bob C. Helix doing? Great call on Helix, Bob. Can you outdo yourself?
Well, no, I don't buy the stocks because I don't want there to be any conflicts of interest, and so I don't buy them, any of them, and neither does any member of my family. But anyway, Helix was 139 today in Europe and, excuse me, in Canada. I'm trying to find the quotes here.
Let me
I got it right here. I got it. 140
and watch list closed at 140. Yeah.
Yeah, in Canada and 139 in the United States. And they got announcements that are going to be coming. They've applied for certain things.
Is this a Canadian miner?
Yeah, it's a Canadian company.
Oh, okay.
They got about $2 million in cash. There's virtually no overhead except what is done in the ground.
Let me ask you this: are you aware of a guy by the name of Dennis Cook?
No.
Dennis Cook has he's a geologist, and he studies, according to the story I have up on my webpage, a lot of exploration companies, and he says that, you know, looking at, for instance, at Barrick Gold, and the amount of money that exploration companies are pouring into finding gold, the problem is, they have little to show for it. And as he points out, Barrick Gold, having spent a large amount of money in the billions looking for new deposits, it seems as though there's not a lot of new finds coming on the market anytime soon. So we got a dwindling mining outlook and a growing demand. I mean, isn't this a perfect storm?
Well, I don't know whether it's a perfect storm, but what you say is true and what he says is true as well. And companies like Barrick usually look for large-sized deposits, and there's not an awful lot of them around, and they're hard to find and harder as we go on. But anyway, Helix has done well, and it will continue to do well because the naked shorts are trapped and they can't get out.
Well, Bob, Pacifica is calling me. It was fun spending the last hour with you, but I'll leave you in the tender, loving hands of Jeffrey Bennett for the next hour.
I'll be there.
And I'll see you next week. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Gold, ever climbing as the